You're listening to Valley of Praise on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It looks like this is going to be a big event, ne?
Definitely.
Yeah, and I want to call you after the event and hear how this thing went.
We actually have a lot of interest. Mm. We have a lot of interest, Tammy. You would actually be surprised how people who are actually shy, but they want to come, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are really shy.
Yeah.
But if you see some of the sweetest things that, you know, why some people want to come to meet and mingle, you'll see that some are really looking to meet somebody. Some are really looking to meet fellow Christians. Some are really looking to learn from these seasoned speakers. So it is, we have a lot of interest, and this is just a pilot. We hope to grow it. So we will definitely be able to give you a recap, you know, after the event.
I like that.
And
I
this is just season one. Maybe season two, we will do cross border. Yeah, we don't know.
Okay. For now, let me just say, keep it in Namibia. Because I know Namibia is a very conservative country, in spite of, you know, other things. I think it's a conservative country. You know, the countries that surround Namibia might just not be as conservative as Namibia. So hence, I'm just saying.
we are babies, so you look at it. Yeah, I mean, we are a very young country, and we are still learning. We're still getting there, but. I mean, as long as it's Christ-centered, it's biblically centered, there's nothing wrong with moving with the times. Hence why we did this, you know. We are no longer in the ice age or the olden, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, some people get angry at me for saying the olden times. But we are no longer there. We're in the modern times. So, I mean, and you also need to understand, as Christians, you will be attacked by worldly things.
Yeah.
You will be attacked. And this is our way of also trying to armor every Christian that is willing to come to this in such events, armor you with, you know, the word, and you will be able to hear from seasoned individuals on how to take on life, especially with something as sacred as marriage.
Amen. I don't want Jandra to be too quiet. Let me bring her in there. Thank you very much, King.
Very quiet for your liking.
Now, Jandra, the one thing that always concerns me when I look at young people, especially within this day and culture, is that, I don't know, it's like, you know, I'm running out of words because we're from a different culture. So it's like people do not know how to create relationships anymore. And I tend to think that maybe we are suffering from the ripple effect of technology. You know, people think they are woke up because they can chat on social media. But face-to-face relationships are not our strength anymore. So how do you think will this help in actually, I see it as a training ground where young men will learn how to talk to the young ladies without technology intervening. Do you hold the same view as I'm holding? Because I'm thinking to myself, if I stand in front of Lizzle right now and I'm asking her out, because we're so used to chatting, talking to a person face-to-face and chatting are two different things. Now, when I'm in face-to-face there, then the whole ball game altogether. So are we suffering from the ripple effects of technology? What do you guys intend to do for those guys or ladies who will feel that, man, I've made a mess of the opportunity that I had at that event? How do I rebound from this? Because some guys, ladies or guys will get there, do something not so cool, not so clever, because they're not used to this thing.
Yeah.
Do you have some aftermath view of counseling or helping such events, such things?
Well, Tammy, to start off this question, you know, I've realized that many of our people, while even chatting are using ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Know that they can't even just chat anymore. Like, so if they can't even chat where there's no face-to-face interaction, imagine how it's going to be in person. So I actually encouraged a lot of my friends who I know are so introverted to come and, you know, make it a place where you even just out yourself a bit more, you know, get used to talking to people face-to-face. So I personally feel this is a perfect opportunity for people to practice. You know, I might not find the love of my life, but I might find my voice there. I might find the way to approach people, the way to interact with people that I don't know, you know, outside of just Comas Dal, rather get to know someone from Windhoek Central or from Windhoek North. You know, all of these are churches we have in Windhoek. So definitely that is one. And then two, counseling can be arranged. You know, one of our speakers, like I mentioned before, Dr. Solomons, his wife was meant to also be a speaker, but unfortunately, I think the conference or something sent her somewhere else. Yes. But she's one of our counselors. She's a high profession. Dr. Solomon himself can also counsel. So if anybody walks away traumatized, you know, be, you know, in South Africa, they're saying Gwababa will save you. Woman. So maybe someone didn't listen to Gwababa and they get, you know, heard of it. I definitely encourage them to reach out. Maybe just we take them for a coffee date and we just calm their nerves a bit.
Oh, yeah.
So that also lose them and then the drought grows. But I hope that this is a place, because I'm a high, very, very big extrovert.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the person that can walk up to anyone. Me and King met at the conference that happened in June, and we hit it off like this. When we started talking, there was no stop. Because both of us are introverts. But the next person might not be. So this is a place where people can learn and people can just practice. Because at the end of the day, we are all Christians in one. So if anything, I can just tell you about how much, you know, God has meant to me. And through that, I'm getting my voice. So we hope that the guys will also, you know, because my friends are shy. Hey, they don't want to approach women because of blah, blah, blah. But they will get out of their shell and we will definitely hear their voices for once. And not just singing, but also talking.
I like that. I like that. Lizel, let me come to you quickly. Are there opportunities for spiritual mentorship or guidance for those who will start dating as a result of this initiative? The aftermath, I know that there'll be speakers like Dr. Solomon. I've actually shared a platform with him. I've listened to him, soft-spoken, but very powerful. And he's got so many powerful teachings. I think I've listened to the chatters also. They've got powerful teachings. So will there be more spiritual mentorship or guidance for those who start dating as a result of this initiative?
Yes, there will be. In fact, before every speed dating session, because what we've done with the program is that we have a presentation, Q&A, and then speed dating, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll have four segments of speed dating and four segments of discussions. And those discussions are meant to aim the youth on how to select, how to go about navigating dating with a busy life, and so on and so on. So in the next chapter of Meet and Mingle, we want to now help these young couples that have found each other on how to navigate life challenges and dating with busy careers and so on and so on. So we don't just want to help them meet each other, but we want to help them stay together.
That's powerful. That is so powerful. I like that. I like that. And coming to you, King, and I hope I'm talking to you guys, and I hope that you guys are dating or you've got someone in the pipeline or something. You
know? Single.
I'm just putting it out there, guys. So I think for me, ultimately, King, this event should, in essence, still reflect Christ's teachings on love and marriage and commitment. Because when I looked at the invite, it said Amazing Grace SDA Church. And this means that Amazing Grace Youth Club with the Adventist logo right there, which means that ultimately this event still represents the church indirectly or whichever way we want to put it. So how do we then ensure that ultimately, at the end of it all, that these gatherings will still reflect Christ's love and the church teachings on love, marriage, and commitment, and the quality of the event itself. Because I'm looking at the element that sometimes we can become excited as young people, and we might almost want to end up turning it into a party, turning into something else, or in the long run, your benefits, as whilst you're reaping the benefits, there's somebody who would want to divert you guys from the vision that you had. So how do you guys intend to make sure that the vision that you have right now will be maintained and not diluted?
Wow, that's a very, very, very nice question. Thank you for that one. So it all starts with, I would say it all starts with the team. I am fortunate enough to be with Liesl, Jean-Ré, and our fellow teammate, Esther Kiangi. She's not here today. But I'm fortunate to have such a team of strong women in terms of faith. You know, each and every one of them are very, very strong. And myself as well. You know, we are always learning and growing. So I feel it starts from the top. We are also, like I said, we have the guidance of the elders as well. Yeah. That's the next step, is to have a seasoned veteran with us, guiding us along the way. I mean, Liesl or Jean-Ré mentioned Pastor Barnes, our youth leader at conference level. So I think the first step was to equip ourselves with the right people first.
Yeah.
And, you know, make sure that structure remains, you know, because, you know, everything has to be Christ-centered. You cannot go throughout life without Christ. Otherwise, you will crash and burn. And, you know, that's not what we're trying to do. I mean, as Adventists, as Christians, we need God in the center of everything. So I think that's the first thing, keeping God in the center of everything. Secondly, is that the vision that we have is to create a platform, and we want to bridge the gap. You mentioned something earlier, where we want to bridge the gap in counseling, where we have we make it a comfortable situation where the veterans are able to speak to the youth without condemning them. You see, that's the first thing. We don't, you know, a lot of you are very sensitive. We don't want them to be condemned. But yes, you must be reminded where you are wrong.
Yeah.
So this is how we're trying to bridge that gap so that we can learn from our fellow Adventists, our seasoned Adventists. And that is, I think that's the aim of Meet and Mingle, is to make sure that, I mean, there are also some non-Adventists coming, you know. Some of them have popped in. Yeah, some of them have popped in there. You know, they said, they want to actually understand, you know, the Adventist way of doing things. Some of them just said they love the topics that are being discussed because it's not being discussed in their churches. So the whole aim here is to make sure that we are good, we're united, and united in Christ. So I feel like, as long as we keep that particular structure and still have that goal of trying to create an equally yoked platform. I mean, this is just the beginning, because we also want to later on bring in networking for business. You know, I mean, it's so hard to find Adventist business partners as well, or fellow Christian business partners, because of, they're scarce. And also, I would say, it's, you know, the morals, you know, us as Christians, it doesn't matter whether you're Catholic or whatnot, there's a certain moral code that you have, and you will not take certain shortcuts. So we're trying to see, this is the type of platform we're trying to create. So that is the vision of Meet and Mingle. And with God at the center and with a good team that I have, I believe we'll be able to move mountains.
Powerful, powerful. And as we're about to wrap it up, let me jump to Liesl, then I'll come to Jean-Ré. Liesl, will you guys touch the taboo topic, sex outside marriage?
Yes, it's on our poster. We're going to talk about sex outside of marriage. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about porn, sex, soul ties, and how they affect a relationship, baggage, past traumas, dating people with kids. All of the uncomfortable things that most Adventists and Christians don't want to hear, we want to cover them, because that's the reality that our youths are living in, and we want people, we want our youth to overcome these things. And the only way we can, the first step is to talk about it, right?
I like that because the taboo subjects, we don't want to talk about the soul ties, we don't want to talk about the baggage. You're dating someone, you're a good quality guy or a good quality lady, but you got baggage that actually becomes a hindrance for the progression of any good relationship. I like that. I like that. And hopefully they won't be DMing you after this, Lizzo.
I hope not.
Any last wise words from you, Lizzle, before I move on to the other guys?
A lot of people are very shy. They are scared to come out of their comfort zones, but just test the waters. You never know what will come out of it. Maybe you might not meet the love of your life, but you might walk out with so much knowledge, with so much confidence to try this thing called love.
Now, Jeanne, I don't see your face, but I think you are my school sister. the one thing that I'm actually also picking up is the inclusivity of this event. Coming from a region, let me talk about Southern Africa, a region that has been experienced a lot of racial imbalance, that has experienced a lot of racial unfairness, and looking at this event, that I think one of the things that you guys are also promoting is inclusivity. How important is it for you guys to have this inclusivity, especially within an Adventist church where we want to show the world that there is no color, but there is, we are human beings in front of the Lord?
Yeah, I think King will agree on me with this one. You asked the right person this question, eh? I am from Kommersaal, SDHH, and my church is known as the church that they are afraid to, you know, go out there, or at least the previous generation was. And this new generation, myself and my peers, we are the ones that are trying to break that. Kommersaal doesn't mingle. So to us, thing really that we want everyone. So we have people coming from Walvis Bay, all in the coast. We have people coming from Rehoboth. We even went as far as to Groot Oak, that is a very neglected community in our country. So we really want everyone. We want, and we went to every single corner of Windhoek trying to tell people that all are welcome. Obviously within the age limit. But to us, it's a thing of, like King mentioned, it's not about being Kommersaal, being central, being south, being Catholic, whatever. It's about us being Christians. And this affects all of us. The drought that Liesl mentioned, it's not just affecting the, you know, Amazing Grace Church. It's affecting the whole Namibia. So we want everyone, and everyone is welcome. And like she mentioned, next time we might let our brothers, you know, come from South Africa, come from Zambia. Because actually, to be very honest with you, there's another event happening the next day, the Akka Festival. And the people coming to sing from different countries are also registered. So we actually already did go beyond the border.
We have
people from Zambia, Botswana, South Africa, and Tanzania. So it is really inclusive, and we want everyone because, I mean, we all are suffering the drought.
Any last wise words from you, King? You're the king of the event, the mastermind, and the challenges will come your way. But any last words from you?
First and foremost, Tami, thank you for having us on this show. It has actually been so enlightening, and it's been such a breath of fresh air because it's you know, being able to get out and also discuss with fellow Christian Adventists, you know, across the border. You know, it's really, I love it. I love it. And I just want to thank you first and foremost for having us. Thank you for the good work that you are doing and getting the message out there. I ask that God continues to bless you on your particular journey. But we really, really do appreciate you having us here. My last words that I would say is that Meet and mingle, like Jeanre had mentioned, it's and you had asked, there's we are for everyone. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white. There's even a topic on interracial relationships.
I like that.
On Friday as well, because we have our brothers and sisters that like the chocolate and they like, you know, the caramel. And, you know. So, I like that. I mean, we are. I was brought up in a way that I saw no color.
Yeah.
And as Christians, God tells us love one another as I have loved the church. So it is our responsibility to not see color. Yes, there have been unfortunate historic events where there was apartheid and whatnot. But we are part of a new generation where we need to break the status quo. We really need to pass that and say, guys, let's put all our weapons aside and let's learn to love each other according to the way God has commanded us to do. So I would say for those that are coming, please, you know, make sure you look good. Ladies, as I had said, the ladies must pull out those heels there, those favorite pair of heels, that lovely dress in a modest way, because we've also told everybody, please dress modestly.
Amen.
It is not a club, so we need to respect our brothers and our sisters, you know, so we're not there to tempt each other.
Amen.
But yes, please, we want to have fun. And but in a good spiritual way, to also show that serving the Lord and following God is not boring.
Yeah.
It is actually fun. And if you do it the right way, it doesn't mean that you won't have obstacles in your life. It just means that you have God, so you'll be able to get past them with an extra force or extra supernatural force, let me rather say. So thank you so much, Tammy. Thank you so much to all the listeners. I hope you remain blessed. And hopefully, you know, we might bring, like we said, we are looking to go cross borders. So in the next couple of years, who knows, the South Africans must join us.
Well, and I don't know, we are also encouraging other churches and other cities and other towns to take the same initiative.
Yeah.
You know? Yes.
In actual fact, my last words would be, your initiative actually is a very proactive. There is a serious problem within the Christian faith. You started off, Lizel, by saying there's a drought. People are saying there's no men, there's no women in the church. And that has actually driven people to places that they should have never gone to. And your initiative, I want to clap hands for, because it seeks to address these issues that we as a church are grappling with. People getting pregnant, people getting themselves involved in the wrong relationships. And hopefully, and prayerfully so, may God lead you guys, and may marriages come out from this event, and may Christian quality dating come out of this this event, not, you know, manga business. And I just want to say, may the good Lord lead you and may the good Lord guide you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those were the hosts and the founders of this event called Meet and Mingle in Namibia, Benduk, King, Jeanre, and Lizel. And one of their colleagues is not there. We'll acknowledge her in absentia. And we just want to say, as churches, do something about your youths. Don't watch them fall into the pit. This is the Valley of Praise right here on the Adventist World Radio with me, your host, Tamsa Ogachu.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.